Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Christian persecution around the world is happening at unprecedented rates. Here in this country, we have discrimination, in some cases persecution, but I'm talking about people who are being intentionally gunned down, killed because of their Christian faith. Boko Haram, a militant organization, has been targeting Christians in Africa. We're going to be talking about this and how you can be involved to provide assistance, to provide help to our persecuted brothers and sisters around the world. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communication for Liberty Counsel.
Matt, one of our staff was actually used to live over there, didn't she?
Suzanne works here at Liberty Counsel, and she formerly worked, she grew up in Burkina Faso, in Africa. And she said that from birth until she was graduating from high school, she lived there. Her parents were missionaries. She then went away to college. Her parents continued to stay there. And she now, then later on, they came to the back to the United States, and she began working with a national, international church ministry, and her job was working with missionaries around the world. When she grew up in Burkina Faso, she said, they just went out and played. They had fun. They had no threat against their lives. But now in Burkina Faso, the mission organization, the church that she was part of, has pulled out all of its missionaries.
Wow.
And now it's no longer safe to be there. And so in Burkina Faso, the radical Muslims are coming down from Africa, in northern Africa, down into the area. And Burkina Faso has become a bloody battlefield where they're entering churches and just wiping out people.
Kidnapping and killing
kidnapping
them, aren't they?
Yes. Individuals. They're telling, they, in one particular case, they kidnapped a woman and threatened her and let her go, and so she could go back to her Christian community, and said, the entire Christian community must leave now, and if you don't, tomorrow we will come and wipe you out. Matt, it's unbelievable what's happening there. In fact, in this case, they said, leave the town within 3 days or be killed.
Unbelievable.
And, and we're talking about leaving your family, your house, your home, your place where you were born. Leave now or we will kill you. And they are serious. These are Boko Haram militants. They kidnapped a Christian woman and they told her, go back to your community, tell them, leave the town within 3 days or be killed. Matt, we have a ministry that we started, began in 2014 when the ISIS began to infiltrate northern Iraq and they began to kill Christians and other religious minorities, Yazidis. And we began helping a ministry and we began to realize that some of our people really wanted to be involved in helping persecuted Christians. So we created Liberty Relief International. And the website is actually LibertyReliefInternational.org, LibertyReliefInternational.org. And we have an email that we send out, and we provide information and stories, real stories, about what's happening to our persecuted brothers and sisters around the world. And we raise resources to provide to ministries on the ground in these various locations that provide Bibles and discipleship material, that provide shelter and housing and support. We're not just involved in providing physical support, which certainly it includes that. But physical support without spiritual support, mentorship, is just physical support. We want to be able to provide both. So that's what we do, is we provide both to these persecuted brothers and sisters around the world. And they are losing or threatened to lose, Matt, everything.
Well, I read an article last month in the BBC titled Christian Persecution, quote, at near genocide levels. And Christians are far and away the most persecuted peoples in the entire world. It happens at every corner of the world. And the Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. And so, you know, the Bible also says, woe to those who call evil good and good evil. And the reason Christians are targeted, and Jesus talked about this, he said, they will hate you because they first hated me. It's because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Christians represent and are voice pieces for truth. And so those who hate truth want to silence Christians and Christianity. We talked yesterday about Michael Newdow, the atheist here. It happens here in the United States. I call it soft persecution. But we're talking about people being slaughtered for their Christian faith. And that has been happening since the inception, since Christ himself walked the earth. I mean, after all, didn't he face the cross because he was and is truth? Yes, he did.
Amen. You know, I think about the Christians in China. You know, many of them risked their lives for their faith. Many of them have memorized, and this really put me to shame.
That's amazing. You saw that video, right? Where the woman memorized huge portions of the scripture.
Yes, many of them memorized the entire Bible with little pieces of paper here and there, whereas we have how many Bibles in our house or in our office? They memorized the entire Bible.
There's a video of a man who has a ministry in China, and people walked for days to come to a three-day conference. And these are people that are part of the underground church in China. And he asked them, he brought some Bibles, but before he did that, he asked them, what would happen if this meeting was found out? And they said, well, you would be deported right away, but we would be sent immediately to prison, to hard labor. And then he had some Bibles, but he didn't have enough. He only had enough for about half of the group. It was maybe a group of, I don't know, 25, 30, I forgot the exact number. And they were talking for several days about Christian values, encouragement, the Bible. So he didn't have enough. He handed out one to one woman. She gave it to someone else who didn't have the Bible. He soon realized that she didn't need the Bible. Because she was quoting scriptures, large portions of scriptures. How, he said, did you memorize that? Well, while I was in prison, she said, they would smuggle in portions of the Bible, pages of the Bible, pieces of paper. And of course, if we got caught, we would be in big trouble. So we committed it to memory. They committed it to memory. And he said that they said they were looking at America about how free it is. And they said, pray that we will become like you. And he said, no. I won't do that. He said, pray that we in America become like you.
Ooh, that is a powerful statement.
Because we have all these Bibles. And how many times do we look at it?
We have most of us who are Christians, I have a Bible app on my phone. I don't spend it right at our fingertips.
Yeah.
Any verse, a simple search, any Bible verse right there at our fingertips.
In multiple versions.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got a Bible app that has like 1,000 different versions. I've got multiple languages.
I'm convicted, but these ministries that we partner with help get them
Bibles in their language.
Their hands. In their language.
And you have to understand how precious that is to these people. And also just having other Christians there to help them. So that's what this ministry is, Liberty Relief International, providing resources. And you can provide resources there that we'll then be able to provide to ministries on the ground, churches and other ministries that are right there working with the indigenous people to provide resources. Here's an amazing thing. I just looked at a survey. It's an annual survey that comes out. And worldwide, Christianity is larger than any other religion. It is outpacing the population growth, which is good. Some other religions like Muslim, Hindu, others are faster growing because they're smaller. And the numbers can, percentage-wise, grow faster. However, the fastest growing area of Christianity on the planet is in the African countries and also Asia, also in Latin America, but it's Africa and Asia. That is where these places of persecution are. So, you know, we also have reports, amazing reports of Muslims in some of these countries having dreams and visions about Jesus and coming to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. So God is at work, but we can partner with our Christian brothers and sisters, put our arms around them, help them physically, emotionally, spiritually, pray for them. I encourage you to go to libertyreliefinternational.org and pray how you can be involved, libertyreliefinternational.org, or you can go directly to lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776.